Do you still think there's a chance Mountcastle would be ready when he goes for tomorrow?
Well, he's taking batting practice today on the field. So he's going to do all some cage work and then hit on the field for the first time. Kind of see how that goes, see how he feels. There's a chance tomorrow, but I would think if all goes well, more than likely in a couple days. Because we want to maybe see him hit on the field a couple times. But hopefully next couple days.
How did you think
he looked? I thought he looked fine. I mean, it's all going to be about how he feels tomorrow. So first time facing hitters, or one hitter. But great to see him out there, and hopefully it feels good tomorrow. We'll see how it goes.
How many more steps are there in the process for him?
I mean, it's really – we're running out of time a little bit, and he's going to need to get on the mound more often. It's kind of a – he's throwing a couple bullpens. This is kind of his first time and experimenting against a hitter on the mound. We'll see how he feels tomorrow. And then kind of just make decisions on a daily basis.
So far, the step for him has been smooth.
No, I think that he's felt okay. But there's an injury in there. And so it's about how he can recover.
I'm sure Brian and the medical staff are kind of driving the effort level and stuff. Are they telling you to throw like full go, or are they telling you to kind of manage it 80%? Like, what is
Well, it's been like a build-up, honestly, to like spring training, like when you come in spring training, or off of an injury where you're playing catch early and then you extend a little bit and then there's a progression and you started throwing some splits and some sliders a couple times ago, and then this was like the first time ever, first time he's faced a hitter, which is a different mentality also, and so he's going to have to continue to do that, and we'll see where he is. I'm still have no idea. I don't want to. I want to. It's all about how he feels after he throws, and we're gonna make that decision. If he throws again, then we'll just continue to monitor. I don't know if he's gonna be ready or not. Not there yet. So yeah, I don't know how else to answer it. Besides, I don't know. I don't know. Just threw for the first time again. Threw 25 pitches against a hitter today, and I know there's a lot of anticipation in him, and it's a big deal. But it's we're running out of time a little bit, and we'll see how he feels tomorrow. I don't know.
How nice is it to have an off day yesterday?
That was very nice. The guys definitely deserved it. They've earned it. Our last off day was flying into Boston from L.A. at 9:30 in the morning, and that was an off day before the 17-day stretch. So, really proud of our guys. They handled those two West Coast trips also right prior to that, and then not getting much rest, and then playing some emotional series and going 4-3 on a road trip and two tough places to play. So they definitely deserved an off day yesterday, and hope they regrouped a little bit and freshened up and hopefully ready to go tonight. We've looked at all different sorts of scenarios, but right now we've got six games to play, and we've clinched the playoff spot, but we have not clinched the division, so there's still a lot that can happen.
Have you talked to guys about maybe their roles for the playoffs? Maybe guys that,
No. Yep.
How important is it to go into the postseason, maybe playing your best baseball?
Definitely. I mean, that would be ideal, is to but I think we've been playing playoff type games honestly for a while now, so really happy with how our guys have handled it, that they've handled playing close games well the last couple years. I think we're used to it, And, you know, love to play well these last six. Love to give some guys some rest, too, if possible. So that would be nice, but we'll see what happens.
Is there any kind of role or spot in the game that's emerging for D.L. Hall as one
of your particularly comfortable games? Well, I like the way he's throwing the baseball. So a lot of roles for me. Whether it's a middle type or I pitched him with a 4-run lead the other day. This team's pretty left-handed. Cleveland was really left-handed. So the options I have with those three left-handed guys, I'm really comfortable with all three of them pitching, whether it's in the middle or the back end of the game. But DL has proven so far that he's been pounding the strike zone and has multiple pitches he can get righties and lefties out with. So I think he's getting more comfortable also. I think he likes the big spot. It seems like he was, with that 4-run lead a couple of days ago, I thought his stuff was some of the best we've seen since he's been with us. So I feel comfortable with him in any spot. He's thrown one inning, so we'll see. I want to continue to throw him out there to see what he looks like. It was two innings. And that was kind of in the middle part of the game, but you might see him in the middle part or later on. But I definitely want to see what he can look like out of our bullpen.
How much more do you need to see of him, of a guy like Jack, in those type of roles before maybe making?
Yeah, so, I mean, in Cleveland, it was kind of a weird setup where there's, like I said, it's really left-handed. So, but Jack was up for in the ninth and 2-1 game for a righty, so I was going to utilize him in that spot. Wellesley was getting up yesterday, 2 days ago. So I'm going to, if the spots fits, you might see both those guys in high leverage situations.
Brian, how do you think the back end of your bullpen has handled the shuffling roles? You know, it could be one closer tonight and a different one tomorrow.
Yeah, I think they've done a really good job with it. You know, losing Batista, things all of a sudden change, you know, and there's now really like those last 6 to 9 outs what I've done is mainly just been a matchup based, where they are in the order, kind of what the score is, who they have off the bench to pinch hit. You know, Houston, I did it two different ways where I brought Cano in to start the ninth and finished with CNL the other day, the day or before or after that, I brought CNL to start and finished with Cano. And they both, everybody has been, I thought, adapted extremely well to the really just right now is in a winning mindset where it doesn't really matter who's getting the last two outs, but just trying to win the game. So I think everybody's bought into how we're doing it right now. Yeah, we've talked in this room a lot about fatigue and am I worried about fatigue? And yeah, you always are. So I give a lot of people a lot of credit for knock on wood, that we stay healthy these last six. But what our young starters have done this year, the amount of innings that they've thrown, the amount of innings our bullpen guys have thrown also. But really proud of how our guys have handled the workload, continue to give us a great effort every time out, try to go as deep in the game as they can, and improved over the course of the year. You look at what Grayson and Bradish have done, have improved over the course of this year, and Dean's had a really nice season also. So I think that there's a lot of people that should say thank you to for what they've done to keep our guys healthy, and credit goes to the players also, for sure, first. But, you know, it's not easy to do to stay healthy for a 6-month season, especially when you're not used to the workload.
Brad, the last time this team was in this position, some of your younger players were in middle school. Are they at all? What this means to the town right now? What this team means to the town?
You know, I haven't talked to him about that, but I think that that Tampa series, you definitely felt a different buzz in the ballpark, and I'm sure that they're aware. You know, we kind of live in a bubble a little bit where you don't read as much stuff, and you're so focused kind of what's happening in the clubhouse on the field that maybe you don't notice exactly what's happening around you. I've kind of had that experience before, but the energy that was in the ballpark for that Tampa series was phenomenal, and you could tell, I'm sure their players could feel how excited the city is for how they're playing and what this means. And you know, there's more media attention now. I saw a whole thing on MLB Network this morning about Bradish. I think it was great. He's getting national attention for what he's done and why he's been so good. So you feel like the city has been really rallied around this group, and I'm sure they feel that. I haven't stacked his numbers up against the others, but I thought that was really cool this morning to see that. I'm glad they did that to show, you know, how good he's been this year, and maybe a little bit under the radar for fans around the league. But he's had a heck of a year. Extremely. We talked about that in Cleveland a little bit. I don't know. You got great candidates. I'm not picking one. It's really, we've had a lot of guys have really good years, special years.